We yield to you tonight. We open this Money Comets conference and trust the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe see to get your pen out and get ready to write, because we're going to do a lot of walking tonight. I'm going to make some statements to you. And it's good that you grasp the subject right, because I'll be pondering it in a few moments, and we're going into some new territory. There's a zone that will accelerate your prosperity. A zone that will accelerate your prosperity, accelerate debt cancellation, will accelerate you into the promises of God along this line. All right? So write this down. It's time for the possibilities of your prosperity to become a reality. Time for the possibilities. It always was possible, but it's time for it to become a reality. And again, I'll say it another way, and I want you to take it personal, because the Holy Spirit is going to help me with this. All right? I got it, it's yours, but I want you to write it down. It is my time to prosper. Now listen very carefully. Before we go to scripture, I'm going to give you an introduction. There's a payday in the realm of the spirit that is ready to manifest. No, God pay different. He don't pay about an hour. But then I want you to get a hope. There's a payday. Mm-hmm. In the realm of the spirit now, that is ready to manifest. Amen. You understand that? It's in the realm of the spirit. Now, we're not talking about no prosperity rally here. We're talking about a revelation. We're talking about realms. We're talking about God being ready to manifest and demonstrate in your life what he has promised. Amen. Are you listening to me? All right, now, the Lord Jesus, let me introduce this to you now, because it's a scripture you've been reading, but we read it wrong. We didn't put it in the right context. The Lord Jesus wants you to prevail in your prosperity for his purpose. Now catch that, because it eradicates the onslaught of the hecklers that we are just material people. No, it's about God. We know the Bible says that our prosperity give God pleasure. And so our struggles give God displeasure. Could you say that? Y'all going to talk with me tonight? Now we're going to walk this thing, because it's time. We've been talking about prosperity too long, and not enough have gotten home. And so tonight, God will accelerate your prosperity. In other words, you're going to wait 10 years. You don't have to wait no more than half a year. If you listen, you see. If you listen. See, revelation, when revelation and the anointing shake hands, things go to happening that you can't explain. See, I trust the Holy Ghost tonight. You trust him? People will not respect or receive a poor gospel. They won't. The poor man don't have a voice, the Bible says. Nobody won't listen to him. You're being called. I want you to get this now. You're being called to preside over your inheritance of prosperity. In other words, what the Spirit of God is going to teach us, we're going to become the presiding bishops over our own prosperity. Amen. Everybody become a bishop. You know what I'm saying? But the anointing is going to be so strong, you're going to think you're a bishop. And preside over your prosperity. God is calling you to preside over your prosperity. The prosperous truth. The prosperous truth that is in you is ready to manifest. You write that down now, because I want you to look it over again, because these things the Lord spoke to my heart. The prosperous truth. See, we've been hearing about prosperity and hearing about prosperity, but the Lord said, tell you that prosperous truth that is on the inside of you is ready to manifest. In other words, your pregnancy has reached its maturity. The baby is kicking and ready to come out. Do you receive that? See, there's a spirit, there's a pregnancy in the spirit world. You get enough word in you. A boy's got to come. Yeah, all right. And I'll talk about that later. So I was saying to tell you, prepare to live on levels you have never seen. Prepare to live on levels that you have never seen. That sounds like God, doesn't it? Huh? You think he can take you to a level you never seen before? Absolutely. He did it all the time. All the time. But you can't do that in a pep rally. A prosperity pep rally. You got to have revelation. You got to have anointing. You got not only have, and let me tell you something about the supernatural. See, we're talking about, when you talk about the word of God and anointing mixing and your faith mixing, that's the realm of the supernatural. Now, you can't fully hear the supernatural. You have to perceive it. Write that down. You have to perceive it. Now look back when you're reading the Bible now and see what a lot of times Jesus did. And a lot of times when grand things were about to happen in the spirit, he said he perceived it. Now when you begin to perceive the word, sometime things going to happen, God ain't going to be talking. You're just going to pick it up in your spirit by being in that realm. Perceive it. And so prosperity does not just come by hearing.
Right. Come on, Dad. Come on.
See, there's a divine perception when you're feeding on the word that will open you up to see it before it manifests. Y'all not going to sit on me tonight. I flew in. You flew into the same. I don't know if you saw that big plane. You saw that big plane that had something written on the side. It had a big plane there with a whale belly on it, and they called it a dream lifter. I don't miss that boy. See, Dan missed it. See, that Dan got to look again. It was a dream. I saw that plane. See, it's a dream lifter. Well, why God wants you to prosper is because God is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, he's a dream lifter. He revealed himself through prosperity, but actually what he want to do is lift you to your dream. Are you ready for it? All right, now let me read one of my favorite scriptures. You've read this scripture many times, but it's not the keynote scripture that I want to show you tonight. But I want to read this one because it's so clear. In Jeremiah 29:11, the NIV Bible. It's clear. It's real clear. He says, For I know the plans I have for you. And it says, declares the Lord. It's a declaration. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. I thought that was a grand scripture. It's a grand scripture. And then we got in the New Testament, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I wonder where my prosperity have been shut up, in God or me. He said, beloved, I wish you above all things your prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I think money cometh, and the revelation of money cometh, and the money keep on coming, and I'll never be broke another day in my life. You know, those prophetic words have been coming to us to open us up for this present moment in which the Spirit of God is going to reveal to us tonight. But I want you to put note, prosperity is a dream lifter. Now, what I want you to come to is to understanding the possibility of prosperity for you. Sit down, because I want you, there's a lot of stuff here. Understanding the possibility. I know we've been confessing prosperity. I'm not talking about confessing now. And I know we have seen it in the Word. We've read scriptures. I know we got scriptures memorized. But I'm not talking about it. Understand, there's a scripture I'm going to take you to that we put it in every section but the right section. And the Lord slapped me. He said, see this. Because I read it probably 1,000 of times and didn't see it. And he slapped me and said, see it. And then he starts showing me a lot of things. So I'll be saying a good many things to you tonight. I'm going to take you to the one verse. Take you to the one verse. In Mark chapter 10. We have read this verse and read this verse and took this verse out of context. Never saw what the Lord was trying to show us about his wealth, about his abundance, about his increase, about him, about his overflow, everything he wanted to do for us. The 27th verse. He talked to the rich young ruler. He was talking to the rich young ruler, then the rich young ruler left. And we got so tied up on the rich young ruler, we didn't get the revelation. On the other side of that verse, he tell us how to receive the 100-fold return. In that same chapter, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
talk to me. Y'all don't know that 10th chapter? Huh? You got to dealing with that rich young ruler, right? Now you're going to have to see this because we're going into a possibility zone for your prosperity that's going to accelerate you. It's a zone that becomes a vehicle that carry you faster than you ever been before in the realm of the spirit. It's prophetical, it's apostolic, it's going to be a pioneering zone. In other words, the government is on his shoulder, and when his government is really understood, it speeds everything up. And that has been a missing element in the body of Christ, this pioneering effect of the apostolic, where the heaven to earth relationship, and breakthroughs, and going in new territory, and setting new track records, and moving in realms that they've been talking about, and you just step on into it. So this zone tonight will become a vehicle to carry you places you've been trying to go. Let me whet your appetite. This verse we're about to read is actually the Lord is telling about his blessing, his prosperity, and the 100-fold return, and what if you would trust him, what he would do for you. And it correlates, let's read, I'm going to read that verse, Mark 10, 27, because he's explaining, because we got caught up on rich poor going to hell. And so this voice have frightened us, this chapter have frightened us from being rich. And then most of us have never said, God, I permit you to make me rich. You haven't given God permission. You read the scripture, you hear all these doubters talking, the arguments. See, a man with experience don't have to answer a man with argument. And then there's facts, and there are opinion, and there are arguments all line up. But when truth comes, the arguments and the facts, even facts, my friend, even facts does not stand up to truth. Truth can change fact, but fact can't change truth. And the truth is that God desires for you to be debt free, and God desires to be your dream lifter. But you got to work with it, though. You got to be willing. You got to have expectation. You don't try to have faith without hope.
Come on.
Your faith has to have hope, because hope go in the future and bring stuff back to faith. So here in Mark 10:27, and Jesus, looking up on them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all generational curse can be broken." All things are possible. Now, what is it? What is it I'm talking about? Well, there's a zone that will be a vehicle, I said, for prosperity to many in the body of Christ that will believe. There's a prosperity zone that many has not found, but it will be revealed to you tonight. Now, remember when we started? Remember what I said when we started? Remember what I said? It's time for the possibilities of your prosperity to become a reality. It's possible because it's connected to the finished work of Christ. Now, let me show you how to have faith for prosperity and speed it up. You want to know how? All right. Faith, it is finished. Faith, it is finished. No, you ain't getting it. See. Everything God said is already finished. Now, let me give you three things that you can work on this. You see, the origin of prosperity is God. The revelation of prosperity is Jesus. The administrator of prosperity is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost put the power in the revelation.
Yes, sir.
No. The Holy Spirit, Jesus is the revelation.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit put the power in the revelation.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to prove that your prosperity has not come because of you. Now, I got a lot of things to say to you. My goodness. Prosperity is first birth in your spirit. You get it on the inside of you. I mean, when it get on the inside of you, it's over. But you have to hang around people who preach it and teach it and got it.
Yep.
But it's not gonna be in your hand first.
Yeah, right.
The reason it gotta come in your spirit first, your hand will trip you.
Yeah.
If your heart not right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So that to go to another level of responsibility, you got to have the revelation in order to hold you solid with God and don't go off to this anti-Christ world system. It's anti-Christ world system. So now let me prove the word. Luke 1:37. Prosperity works just like that.
Yeah.
Luke 1:37-38. Prosperity works just like that.
Yeah.
That's when Jesus' birth. Who was involved there? Somebody said, you know, God, Jesus the only Father? No, the Holy Ghost birthed him.
Yeah.
But you see, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Then she said, what she said in the 38th verse? What? See, you have to tell prosperity to be. You gotta declare, be it unto me. See? Yeah, prosperity. See, we're talking about possibility prosperity. We're not talking about somewhere you can't go. I'm gonna give you some principles. There are some laws. The law of attraction, the law of recognition. See, what you don't recognize, leave you. What you don't respect, leave you. There's the law of process. There's the law of multiplication. These are spiritual laws that run the system of the kingdom.
Yes,
we have to operate in these laws. We can't operate on the level of a natural man. We can't operate on the level of a religious man. We can't operate on the level of a carnal woman.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We got to operate in the spirit. We got to believe God.
Yeah.
And we got to act when God tells us to act. When you're dealing, I was holding this in the morning, but I'm not. When you're dealing with something, I have about a $400,000 thing I need to transact. So the Lord told me, he says, I walked into my room, he says, give that boy that motorcycle, $20,000. I said, give it to him. And then I said, well, I need another witness. Now, here's the witness, body of Christ, because we got to mature. Here's the witness. The witness was, I looked on my phone, the same guy who God told me to give the motorcycle to, he had ministered to a 72-year-old man.
Yeah.
And the man was just a cousin. He said, I don't know why the Lord leave me here so long. So when he saw that the door open, and he said, would you pray this prayer with me? And he got that man saved.
Yeah.
So when I read that, that was my confirmation to give him that bite.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, all right, now the transaction I need for $400,000, 2 days later I got a call on it.
Yeah. Come on. All right.
That's the way it works. You gotta listen. You gotta listen to him. That's the way it works. You understand me?
Yes,
now let me look at Luke. Let's look at Luke again. I'm gonna look at this before I start giving these other pointers on it. But we're dealing with accelerated prosperity. Because if thou can believe, all prosperity is possible to him that believeth. I'm not taking nothing from the word. See, these old religious spirit has taken things from the word and want to bluff us when we move it out in the zone where God wants us to be at. God is dissatisfied that more of his children are not walking in their inheritance. And some of y'all fake it like you want it, but you when you go to talk about it real strong, you get upset. And you won't go back to your old ways. Satisfied living from paycheck to paycheck. Satisfied with everybody in the house working. Satisfied. Satisfied with all labor. Labor is a curse. There's a thing called favor. Grace. That is available to you because you're a child of God. You join a grace family. You don't have to work for everything.
Hallelujah.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Hallelujah. So then, see, I want you to see that, how she turned it over there. She didn't really see you, about prosperity. I know personally for myself, you're not going to always know what God is doing. He's just doing it, man. You just get it. Hang on, man. He's doing it. Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
Yeah,
Lord. Somebody, you know, people try to bluff you, you know. Them old religious spirit. You know, say, well, you ain't got to do all that. Yeah, I got to do it. The Lord told me to do it.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, yeah. You don't hold back. And you don't hide when God bless you.
Yeah.
No, you put it out where everybody can hear. Your test turning into a testimony. Now, see, look at it. She said, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's what the angel told her. And so she didn't fully understand. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, all right? Be it unto me according to thy word. The angel said, job done. She got it. She got it. It was already there for her. He's just trying to get her to see, you see. Now, sit down now. Let me talk to you a little bit. What has delayed my prosperity? What has delayed prosperity from manifesting in the body of Christ? We're asking a pretty strong question here, you know. The body of Christ has been trying to get there. Well, some of these things I talked to you about. Arguments, reasoning, opinion, facts, ignorance, statements, religion, wrong teaching, ministers who have been trained to be anti-prosperity. I mean, they got the collar on, you know, and the robe, and they say it's not right, and they got a cross around their neck, and they're sweating. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not going down with them.
Right.
I'm going with the Lord.
Yes,
what does say the Lord?
What?
It's not what man says. It's not the opinion. And see, all them arguments, reasoning, I'm down in the deep south. They had all that. They had all that, but I kept seeking, man. I kept slipping out of town. I'm going to find somebody to know what they're doing. I ain't going to be messing around with these folks. I know God bigger than this. These folks going around in a circle. I kept slipping out of town. Sometimes I left at night. Sometimes I left early in the morning, but I left. And I found out that God was bigger than what they're talking about down in the little town where I live. And so all the hecklers and all those arguments and all the, I have experience now. So I don't have to answer them. I have experience and manifestation.
Yes,
sir. I'm not preaching a secondhand prosperity. You understand? I'm preaching a manifested prosperity. A prosperity that has already arrived. I've tasted the grape. It's just like he said. You remember the 12 spies? Look at the ratio. Look at the ratio. That's the way it is in the church.
Yeah.
Only two made it.
Yeah.
The other 10 was doubters.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't permit your debts to be a giant.
Yeah.
They're going to fall, I tell you.
Yeah.
I said they're going to fall.
Yeah.
You just trust God. Now, God promised it, but you got to possess it.
Yeah.
Write that down. Write it. God promised it. But you got to possess. You got to possess your prosperity, and you got to process it through a process. Good God Almighty! Because the process, you're going through the process. But you see, we're speeding it up tonight. You've been going through that process for the last 10, 15 years. You've been saying it. God good, huh? You know, and some folks like to say this. They say, "At the meeting you miss, yes sir. Yeah, pay your dues." That's a $2,000 check. I appreciate it, son. Yeah. He couldn't get out. He was snowed in. It's a process, but you can speed the process up by revelation, by anointing, and I think that's what God said money coming for. Speed that process. This is no fairy tale. This is the reality. And so you who follow me all the time, just keep grabbing this because the manifested time is here. I was amazed in my own congregation. I was amazed. I asked how many of you all have paid your house off? Hand went up all over the place. Houses paid off. I had a man walking to me. He worked 5 months and made $120,000. 5 months. Got another man in my church. The job came against him, so he had to get off. So he got the law to get him straight. They've been off for years and years. And now he's making over $400,000 a year.
Off the job.
Off the job. All right, so let me go to work here. All right. So we got these arguments, these reasoning, these opinions. Y'all know some of them, right? Facts and ignorance and preachers untrained, preaching anti-prosperity by the Christ system of the world. The anti-Christ system of the world. And the reason they don't want you to prosper is to block the gospel from fulfilling its purpose. Now, listen to me very well. Once one's understanding of truth through revelation knowledge about the God kind of prosperity, including the revealed will of God, will change and defeat all the above. Opinion, ignorance, anti-gospel preachers, anti-prosperity, it'll defeat them all. Are you listening? All right, I got notes in two places, so just keep with me. Stay with me. In Psalm 23:5, so the cry must be to God, give me a revelation of your prosperity. There, the preparation and the presentation of the table has been made. The presence of the enemy cannot stop it. The power to prosper is part of the atonement. Proof is sure to manifest. The psalmist says, my cup runneth over. That's proof, isn't it? Now, Jesus, I don't know if I'm going to go there right now. Wait a minute. You're back and forth. There are those that oppose believers from being prosperous, for they do not know the prosperous mindset and prosperous will of God. So they're opposing themselves, really. No one and nothing can stop your prosperity.
Right.
When revelation starts flowing in your spirit. Listen to me now. No one and nothing can stop your prosperity when revelation starts flowing in your spirit.
Amen.
Listen to that now. Let it drop in your spirit now. Revelation. Some of y'all been dabbing around prosperity. Now tonight what you're finding out is they took that scripture in Mark 10:27 and taught all kind of things. You know, because he talked about it's hard for a rich man. Then Jesus said, one that trusts in riches.
Yeah. Right.
And then the disciple got disturbed. Jesus said, no, this is possible with me.
Yeah. Right.
Then he went on to tell them the 100. So actually, that voice been used for everything but prosperity.
Yeah. Right.
But it's a prosperity voice.
Yeah.
Jesus saying, I make prosperity possible.
Yeah.
So now, we can go to all of them now. You can go to Mark 9:23. If thou can believe, all things are possible. That's prosperity too.
Yeah.
Luke 1:37. That's prosperity too. So you have the grasp by revelation by the Holy Ghost that no matter what background you have,
right,
and no matter you never seen it in your family. See, I never seen it in my family, but I see it now. See, so it don't have to be your family. It has to be a revelation of the possibilities of the Holy God.
Yeah.
There, your breakthrough right there. See, you have to come to grip with the fact. See, because you keep your eyes on your job, if you keep your eyes on your confession, see, for a long time, the body of Christ, all they had their eyes on is their confession. But no, here's this possibility, God is saying, it's possible for you to prosper in a short time.
Come on.
Are you following me? Say possibility three times.
Possibility.
Say prosperous three times.
Prosperous.
See, now, in this room tonight, every person who listens to me by internet, your prosperity is being accelerated.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Huh? Glory.
Are you following me? And so I don't want you to just have excitement, but I want you to have expectation.
Yes.
Right.
Because God said, my word will not return to me void.
Right.
And God's word said, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good.
Right.
He's saying it.
Right. He's saying it.
And he's open Mark 10:27 to us. That everything is possible with him.
Yeah.
And see, we never equated prosperity with possibility.
Yes, sir.
See? He said it, So he has to make it good.
Yeah.
Stay with me now. Stay with me. Stay with me. I got about 25 more minutes I'm going to talk to you tonight. Stay with me. That'd be an hour. That's enough. All right. Now. So no one can stop your prosperity. Your ugly cousin can't stop you.
Yeah. Right. Thank God for that.
Yeah. Now, I got some scratch paper. I wouldn't let my secretary work with this. If you let him, talking about God now, based on Mark 10:27, if you let him, God will release multitudes of possibility for your prosperity now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
Right now, if you open your heart, God will release multitude of possibilities for your prosperity. God, say it, God release
multitude
of possibility
for my prosperity.
I receive it now. What happened? What happened? I saw it in the spirit just now. What happened? Now, I release three sets of angels to every state I go to.
Yeah.
I send the war angels first. And then I send the prosperity angels.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen prosperity angels in the spirit. I've seen them.
Yes,
and then I called up the traveling angels travel with me as I fly.
Yeah.
But when I said, we said that just now, I saw prosperity angels.
Yeah.
And they're going to pick up those possibilities.
Yeah.
And going to places on your behalf. And now you got to be bleeding. You got to wake up every morning. Say, you know, it's possible for me to prosper today. And God will begin to send things and send people. God will use people, use things, use companies, use all kind of stuff. All right. Prosperity. Now, I don't want to get misunderstand what I'm talking about. Prosperity means plenty. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. That was prosperity. That's real prosperity. It means living in abundance with large amounts left over. You want me to let you know what we're preaching about? Yeah, large amounts left over. So now I ask the question again, what keep postponing your prosperity? Again, I want you to hear, God is the origin of your prosperity. Jesus is the revelation of your prosperity. The Holy Spirit is the administrator, the power to the revelation. You perceive your prosperity and take it by force.
Yeah.
See, in other words, now we're not just talking about operating in faith. Now we're talking about operating in perceiving it. When you perceive something, see, Jesus, they didn't have a sin, and Jesus perceived.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's different, you see. And there's a divine perception.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. A divine perception. All right. I've got that. Did I say that? I gotta get it all. But I don't want to miss nothing. But this not. Do you understand this a new zone?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Look at Mark 10:27 again. We're talking about prosperity in Mark 10:27. We're talking about a rich young ruler who got rich some other way, didn't understand that the Lord was trying to get him to another level of prosperity. So he missed it, all right? But then on the other hand, Jesus said, I hardly for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, the church got stuck there.
Yeah.
But they didn't see, he explained himself, he that trusts in uncertain riches.
Right, right.
And then he went on to say, talk about his possibilities.
Right.
Then he went on to talk about the 100-fold return.
Right. Right.
The reason that we haven't had the 100-fold return as we should, because the church hadn't believed it's possible.
Yeah.
But the Lord said it was possible.
Right there. Come on, Dad.
So, we're trying to get prosperous by working. That ain't going to happen. No, it's by favor. It's by grace. It's by obeying God, by becoming a tool for God to use. My God, a tool for God to use. Hallelujah. Now, you're going to have to agree with this. I'm going to make a statement. You've got to agree with this. Yes, sir. That's a $10,000 check. I've got a $12,000 in my pocket. That's $22,000 all day long. Really. All right, now. Yeah. Now, and see, all your members get blessed by this.
Yeah.
Now, here, 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 Here it come. Here it come. I'm telling you, here it come. Here it come. It's about to come. Here it come. That's $1,000 check. Here it come. Here it come. I'm about to show you something. Yes, sir. That's $1,000. Yeah. Here it come. Old boy saw it, aren't it? Yeah, here it come. Here it come. Now watch. This statement going to change your life. Do you want your life changed?
Yeah.
Man, you get tired of pinching. Trying to stretch $40. You get tired. I've stretched so many $40, I thought I was $40. Just trying to stretch it, you know. Try to make it do more than you get. You just can't do it. But you just like to go in the store and just get everything you want and just don't worry about how much it costs and write an unbalanced check out of a checkbook that you don't have to balance. Check can balance. For your check to bounce, the bank got to bounce.
Yeah, wow.
Say possible.
Possible.
Now, we're about to go somewhere here now, and I'm about to show you something. Turn to the 6th chapter of John, one of Jesus' miracles. But there's something hidden in there for us of this possibility of prosperity. Yeah. This place, when I saw that's a zone, because I read that voice so many times, and the Holy Ghost told me, said, yeah, what I'm talking about in that chapter. I said, well, the money, Lord. Yeah. The rich young ruler on one side and the 104 on the other side.
Right.
That's why I can't see people, how they want to argue with the 2 Corinthians, chapter 8 and 9.
Yeah.
All they're talking about is sowing and reaping money.
Yeah.
They get spiritual and put something else in there.
Yeah.
As if money is not spiritual.
Yeah, come on, Dad.
As if prosperity is not spiritual.
Right, yeah.
As if abundance is not spiritual.
Yeah.
It's spiritual because it came out of Jesus' mouth.
Yeah.
So if we don't permit Jesus to prosper us, we're changing what Jesus said.
Right.
See, I'm trying to work you everywhere I can. To get you on the porch with white handkerchief in your hands. I surrender to prosperity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get some handkerchiefs out. Y'all got any white handkerchief? Wave them. Wave it. I surrender to prosperity. Go ahead and surrender. Yeah, surrender. Surrender. I give up, Lord. I give up. I'm supposed to be prosperous. I give up. I surrender. See now, I'm going to tell you right now, we had to do that.
Right.
See, that's in the spirit.
Yeah. I give up. I quit.
That's in the spirit, see?
I quit.
I quit hustling. I quit struggling.
Yeah.
I quit working all night. I receive my inheritance by covenant. I have a covenant right.
I have a blood right
to be blessed.
Financially,
with money. Boy, them demons shouting, oh, stop them. Don't let them. No, we surrender to God. I surrender to the cross. I surrender to what Jesus did right now.
Right now.
You see what I'm talking about? You got to surrender. You got to die.
Yeah.
You got to stop trying to make this happen yourself.
Yeah.
You got to yield to the revelation of the Holy Ghost and do whatever he says to you.
Yeah.
Do it.
Did the water turn to wine?
Yeah.
Whatever. It looked like the dumbest thing that ever happened. But Jesus said it could happen.
Yeah.
And Mary knew him.
Yeah. Right.
Mary had seen him do things. She said, whatever he said to you. Do it. It might be a little off the road, but just go ahead and do it. All right. I'm going to show you. I got to show you this right now. I'm going
to
make a statement right now. I'm going to make a statement that will change your life right now. I feel the Holy Ghost is moving there, man. Ooh, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Come on, y'all, help me. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's the teacher. He's the anointer.
Yes, sir.
He's the helper.
Yes.
Strengthener.
Yes.
Standby.
Yes.
He's the comforter.
Yes.
don't get upset with me, but I'll tell you something. You need plenty of money in this world to be comfortable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Lord knew it.
Yes, sir.
So that's why he set all his children up to be there.
Yes.
We have so many things held us back. Now, in the sixth chapter of John, you find it yet? Huh? I'm going to make a statement, then I'm going to read a verse. See, can you catch this? I'm going to take that handkerchief from you. Because I want you to grasp this, because some of y'all have been working hard for a long time. And you've seen your family and your ancestors work hard for a long time. And I'm about to make a statement now that going to eradicate doubt in your mind of how much God wants you to have. It's unlimited. All right? Now watch what I say. Jesus knows how to manifest prosperity in unlikely places to unlikely people. You're looking at one right here. I don't supposed to be rich as I am. It's unlikely. All my 1964, them guys who graduated me, I had a bunch of boys. They were smart in the class.
Yes,
I wasn't smart. I was trying to talk to girls. I wasn't taking no book. I wasn't saved.
Yeah.
That's what unsaved folks do.
Yeah, they do.
But in the most unlikely one out of the class,
yeah.
Passed them all up.
Yeah.
Not by a little bit. By miles and miles and miles.
Hallelujah.
I even told the second smartest boy in the class, I was sitting him and my son, oldest son, Leroy Jr. played basketball, and his son. We were sitting in another Florida. I was sitting on the bleacher with him, and you know, I ain't had nothing in, you know. But I told him, I said, man, I'm going to build a big house. And I'm going to do this. He felt sorry for me. He said, yeah, man. Because he's a real nice guy. He won't cut you. Yeah, but he sees it now.
Yeah.
Now, because you need to get this now, because what I'm about to read, I want you to see it. See, we're going over scripture, but see, scriptures are pregnant.
Yes, right.
Now, very few people, I don't know whoever equated Mark 10:27, that possibility is talking about prosperity and having more than enough. So here now, Jesus knows, he's trying to tell you something. Now listen to him. I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear what he's saying to you. See, that I wrote these notes by the Spirit. Now watch what he said. Jesus knows how to manifest prosperity in unlikely places and unlikely people. All right? Now, in John 6:6. And you know, people were there, and Jesus wanted to feed them, and the disciples started mumbling words they don't have. But there's six verses, a pivotal verse, and this he said to prove them, him. Notice, for he himself knew what he would do. I see, Lord. Now, you combine that with John 2:5. First time you seen, I saw it just now. I had a flash. Come on, y'all. Some of y'all don't know what John 2:5 said. Get that. Now, combine that. Combine that sixth verse. By revelation, I saw it just now. You combine it. Whatever he says to you, do it. You know what he said here? And he said he already know what he's going to do. Why? Why? There's a word in there. There's a word in there. What the word is? No. What the word is in there? No. Y'all going to get this word tonight. What's the word in there? 2:5, 2:5, John 6:6. What the word in there? That's the word. No. Possibility! How can he know what he would do? He knows that all things are possible.
Yeah.
And I am possibility. He Look at verse 12 and 13. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragment that remained, that nothing be lost. Therefore, verse 13, they gathered them together. And you know what they started with? And filled 12 baskets with the fragment of the five. I heard it, Lord. I heard it. I heard it right there. I heard it right there. If Jesus could feed over 20,000 people in a desert with five loaves and two small fishes, why can't he prosper you at the address where you live? Sam, see, but you got to see the, you got to see this divine supernatural possibility. Everyone on the sound of my voice, there's a process, but by revelation, the process will be shorter. See, because the reason I got to keep pondering this, because you see yourself as the unlikely place a lot of times. Because you've never seen it in nobody with your last name. But remember, are you listening? You are a pioneer. Some who coming behind you gonna see somebody with your last name in that position. I'll say it again by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Prosperity is a right position for you. You have a right to prosper. Now, let me close with this. The Holy Spirit, now, you may not never heard this. The Holy Spirit is a prosperity teacher. Oh, I can hear, I know them religious boys that didn't drop their words. He brought the Holy Spirit in on there. Yes! Absolutely! Because Jesus couldn't do no miracles, no signs, no wonders without the power of the Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good and healing all oppressed of the devil. Same thing he do for broke folk. So the Holy Spirit is a prosperity teacher looking for students that are ready to pass the test. And let him show you how to pass the prosperity test every time. Now let's close in Luke 5. Oh, I'm about to have some fun here now. I don't care if you don't go with me. You can just sit down, go to sleep, take your glasses off, and fall out. Because I'm about to show you something now. In Luke 5. I'm gonna show you that. We're gonna close. Luke 5. Come back in the morning. Luke 5. But I want you to whisper to yourself, if prosperity is my is my possibility. Luke chapter 5. And you have to really see it. Well, all right, Lord. First one. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, as Jesus, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fisherman was gone out of them and was washing their net. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, I've had all kind of work. We have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which was in the other ship, that he should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ship so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, Lord. Depart from me, I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were and all that were with him at the draw of fish what they had taken. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee, which was partners with Simon. And Jesus said to them, hence, something that's very important here. You're not. Henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Yeah. Yeah. And they forsook all and followed. You see. Now, let me give you a few highlights on this quickly as a spirit. The first thing, if you're going to enter into this prosperity zone of possibility with accelerating anointing on it, now you got to catch it now because I might not be able to say this thing over again. I'm saying it as I get it. But verse 3 revealed that you have to surrender what you have now to Jesus. Surrender what you have now to Jesus. Y'all getting this class?
Yeah.
See, yeah. The first thing you got to do is surrender what you have now to Jesus. Also in verse 3, saturate yourself with solid teaching on true kingdom prosperity. Saturate yourself with solid teaching on true kingdom prosperity. Number 4, verse 4, out of verse 4, you just catch it as I said. Out of verse 4, submit fully to your prosper ram of word. Yeah. Don't care how it look like. He see that fish all night long right. Himself. But when they got that ram of word,
yeah.
They submitted to it.
Right.
All right? To do that, you're going to have, verse 5, it's telling us flip the switch from labor to favor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flip the switch from labor to favor. Let's see verse 5. See verse 5. Verse 5. My goodness. My goodness. And Simon answered to him, Master, we have toiled all the night, labor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have taken nothing. You're right between nothing and nevertheless.
Yeah.
There's a switch flip.
Yeah. Come on,
Dad. Y'all ain't looking at it. Y'all, you ain't gonna get nothing. You see it? You see, all night he's talking about all he went through.
Yeah.
But then he got a ram of word.
Yeah.
He flipped that switch right there.
Yes, sir.
Nevertheless, at thy word.
Yes, sir.
So now everything changed when he did that.
Wow.
Verse 6 revealed, get ready. Here cometh the prosperity release.
Yeah. Get ready.
Wow. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Get ready.
See, here come the prosperity release. See, when you flip that switch, then the prosperity release is given.
Yes, sir.
The tolling is over.
Yeah.
Now you remember what we start off with? I got to close, man. You remember what we start off with? Okay, I don't want you to forget that. Now I made a statement to you. The Jesus know how to manifest prosperity in unlikely places and people. The Holy Spirit is a prosperity teacher.
Yes,
now, another thing. And I just want to say this for my partners. When the prosperity switch is released and the prosperity is released, don't forget about your partner.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
Now, I pray for my partners every morning.
Yeah.
Every morning. Pray in tongue a long time until the Lord release me. Because
yeah.
I believe all my partners are prosperity partners.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this is very vivid and very important that you remember this when you get your prosperity. Prosperity purpose. All right, I want you heckers to listen now. Y'all been talking. I'm about to say something you never said before. I'm going to say something now about the Lord.
Come on, Dad. Come on, say it.
Y'all always sitting around trying to criticize me. I'm about to say something here.
Say it. Go for it.
Prosperity purpose is to make you a catcher of men. See, I know that. They think I don't know that. I know that.
Yeah.
But you can't catch no man with men with one boat.
Yeah.
And not enough gas to get to the next side on the other side.
That's right. Come on, call it.
Somebody got to have some prosperity.
Yes.
The Bible didn't say go down the street, it said go ye in all the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how many miles. How many miles I flew to air miles. Y'all gotta keep up with that and give me some calculation, calibration when I ask you. I flew at 40,000 feet, 490 miles per hour for 4.5 hours. I'll be covering some territory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it took me 4.5 hours to get here. Now, I used to have to stop. My third jet, I had to stop halfway here to get some fuel. I just wave at them when I pass by this time. No stopping. Now, I said I was going to close. I need to close. Real godly prosperity will offend people who live in the natural. You remember Joseph had that coat of many colors? His brothers got offended about it. But the prosper was on that boy. You read the 39th chapter, he had the prosper on him. The prosper on you right now. Say the prosper on me right now. I will prosper everywhere I go.
Prosperity
is looking for me. And
I'm looking for prosperity.
We meet tonight.
I leave
you
with an anointing.
Impartation.
And mantle of prosperity.
I don't need to know how. Even though a lot of people get offended, but when God places his prosperity on you, there's no way for no one to stop you.
No way.
That's Genesis 39, you see. See, Joseph went from the pit to the palace to the prison. But he still prospered. Why? Because the Bible kept saying, but the Lord prospered. But the Lord, boy, when the Lord prospered, you can forget it. When the Lord, and all of you all tonight got the Lord prosperity on you. Matter of fact, let me just talk here. I placed a Joseph mantle on you tonight. That you could walk. I mean, I don't care what condition you're in, you're going to prosper in that condition. He prospered in the palace. He prospered in the prison. He prospered in the pit. I declare that mantle is on you tonight. Because what Joseph was prospering through was possibility prosperity.
Yeah.
And possibility prosperity don't care where you are.
Yeah.
Don't care who against you.
Yeah.
You'll prosper right in their face.
Yeah.
And tonight you receive that man.
Yeah.
Do you receive it?
Yeah.
If you receive it, dance a little bit.
Hey.
Dance like you got it. Dance like you got it. Dance like your bills paid. Dance like you got your braces. Wait on and dance. Let that mantle fall on you. 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 I declare in Jesus' name that Jehovah mantle is on every person in this auditorium and by internet. It's fall on you tonight. You will prosper everywhere you go. Why? 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 Because you're moving in possibility prosperity. Say it, possibility prosperity. Wow. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing something. Sing something. Possibility prosperity. Possibility. Give six people a high five. Talk to them about possibility prosperity. I am the boss and the owner of everything that exists. When you yield to me, you're opening up the whole thing. Because I told you the earth is mine and the world and the fullness thereof. All the silver and the cattle on a thousand hills, they are mine. And because they are mine, didn't I say to you, what is mine is yours? Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variness, no shadow of turning. Now, I was out to see that. I was out to tell you, in this type of atmosphere, the gifts start working. The fruits start flowing. I had no intention that I was going to speak in tongues, but I just want to tell you, this is the type of atmosphere. You can't go see no more Shakata. You just got to talk. You can't come and just have a little church. No, you got to praise it. You got to praise it. And welcome him. You can sense the atmosphere right now, right? Yeah, you welcome him. And he endorsed his word. He put his stamp. He put his approval on his word. So you need to have a little shouting sometimes. And a little running. And a little jumping. And a little spitting. And a little kicking sometimes. Yeah, it's good in the spirit, see? Good in the spirit. See, I don't have nowhere else to go myself.